Good afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Saturday afternoon. First time in 3 weeks, I am back. I am ready to go. And listen, there's a lot to get to today, and it's been quite an eventful week. Listen, I know a lot of you have been waiting a long time to say this, 4.5 months to be exact, and that is that sports is really back. The Red Sox are back in action. The Bruins, they're starting up their round robin tomorrow on August 2nd. The Celtics, they started their final stretch of the regular season on July 30th, the first of their final 8 games of the regular season. So sports is back. And if you're a sports fan, this should excite you more than anything else. But with all that being said, like I said, this has been some eventful week. And I have to lead off the show talking about the situation with the Miami Marlins. Because, let's face it, COVID-19 is here and it's not going anywhere. And the fact of the matter is that the Miami Marlins served as a stark reminder as to what could go wrong if you are not careful with following protocol as well as protecting yourselves and your teammates and coaches and trainers who are with you on the team. Now, for those that may not have heard and don't know, so the Miami Marlins, this started actually last weekend. Last weekend, apparently, when they were in Atlanta and before they head up to Philadelphia, according to a story that was posted by Bob Nightingale, he basically accused the Miami Marlins of going out clubbing in Atlanta while they were playing against the Braves before they head up to Philadelphia, which is where the positive tests began to pop up and COVID began to spread around frantically as well as just, I mean, like wildfire. I think that's really the best way to really put it. So the thing I have to say is this: at this point, I want to look at two things here. I'm going to look at it in terms of the Miami Marlins. And I'm also going to look at it in terms of Major League Baseball. But first, I'm going to start with the Miami Marlins. What the heck were they thinking? If this is in fact true, what the heck were they thinking? I get that they're young. I get that they want to go out. I get all of those things. Listen, I'm 28 years old. I'm in my 20s. I get it. I want to do all of those things. But I understand that. We're in a pandemic. There's certain things that you just cannot do. This is one of those things you can do, but understand that you are playing with fire. You're playing with fire. And the Miami Marlins, for them to be going out clubbing, if in fact true, going out clubbing, having a blast, you know, a nice little wild night on the town. And guess what? More than half of your players, your coaches and trainers and coaching staff, guess what? They all test positive for COVID-19. Because, listen, I understand that these are very, like, unprecedented times. I get that it's tough. I get all of those things. I really do. But the thing that frustrates me more than anything else right now is this. For those players, I don't know which three players or how many players it was that they went out in Atlanta, according to the report from Bob Nightingale. My thing is, if you're going to do that for your sake and for your teammates' sake, really think long and hard about the consequences. You think that this is something that, oh, it's no big deal, it's just the flu. No, sir. It's not just the flu. No, sir. We're talking life and death. And I'm sure they had to have known that. And that's the part that really gets me angry the more I think about it. stupidity, it has no leaps and bounds. When you're young, you do dumb things. You know the old saying, when you're young, you're dumb, and whatever, wherever else. But the sense of invincibility has got to be among the most maddening things that genuinely exist, but especially in terms of the Miami Marlins. If in fact that report is in fact true, and Bob Nightingale is a well-known, reputable baseball reporter. So for him to come out and say this, there's got to be some serious backing in terms of sources and in terms of as well as people close to the team with sources or reputable sources and so forth. So for the Miami Marlins, right now they're dealing with something that is by far bigger than themselves. So is every other team in Major League Baseball. But for them, they are the prime example of what could go horribly wrong if you decide to make a selfish decision and putting your self-interest ahead of everybody's self-interest as well, as well as everybody's interest in terms of staying healthy and, most importantly, alive. Thankfully, no one has died as of yet in terms of the Miami Marlins, thankfully. But this is a grave concern, a real grave concern. And if you want proof, ladies and gentlemen, let's look locally. Eduardo Rodriguez is an example of the Boston Red Sox. Currently out right now with COVID-19, and now with the latest report of him battling complications, I don't know what else needs to happen in order for these athletes to figure out and realize that this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. We're talking about life and death here. You could be a young person in your 20s, 30s. You get this and God forbid, something can go horribly wrong. And the Miami Marlins' selfishness in this regard has got to be the most maddening thing this whole week that I followed intensely. Because thankfully, in terms of the local perspective, although we haven't seen anything pop up in terms of the Boston Red Sox or with any other team in Major League Baseball as of yet, thankfully, but Eduardo Rodriguez is an example right now of the complications that do come with battling COVID-19 and trying to fully recover. And when you're talking about an inflammation of the heart muscles, that's scary. That is absolutely terrifying. I can't even begin to imagine what he's going through. And I hope that none of the Miami Marlins players go through what Eduardo Rodriguez is going through. But the fact of the matter is this. The Miami Marlins played a dangerous game, and right now they're being burned for it. Not literally, figuratively burned for it. Their games are postponed basically through the weekend. Their games are being postponed, and so now the question becomes, you have all these games that are being canceled through the weekend for the Miami Marlins. How are they going to make up those games? Are they going to be able to make up those games? That's the question. Well, that remains to be seen. Now, in terms of the Major League Baseball perspective, I'm going to come out and be really harsh with you in the next few minutes. Major League Baseball was so damn busy bickering over money that you failed to realize that the best way to be able to have a season was to put the players in a bubble. But no, your concern was bickering between the players and the owners. And as a result, you got what you deserve in terms of you got yourself a 60-game season that's been forced. Commissioner Manfred continues to show how much of an absolute abysmal of a commissioner that he really is. And here we are now. You have yourself a situation with the Miami Marlins. And on top of that, you go on MLB Network saying that we still have a chance to go and play and have a full season when you still have this attitude where it seems like you are treating this as if this is some sort of thing that we're just going to power through and that we're going to go on and everything's going to be kumbaya. I got news for you. You want to know why the NBA and the NHL are succeeding right now? Here's one reason for you. They're in a bubble. And you have these teams traveling regionally, going into hotspots as if that they're not running the risk of contracting coronavirus themselves. But you sit back and watch players and owners bicker over money and completely neglect the safety and the priority of the players. Yeah, you came out with a 113-page whatever it was document in terms of playing safely and so forth and making sure that social distancing factors are being followed. But here's the truth. You're going to need a lot more than 113 pages. It's not about the pages. It's the mere principle that, hey, you know what? Let's set up a handful of alternate sites in which that the players will be able to train. The players will be able to play games safely. And the part that bothers me the most is this. You had 4 months. 4 months. 4 months to figure this out. You had this much time to figure it all out. Yet, when you decided that you want to shove a 60-game schedule down the throats of the players, and yes, the players wanted to come back. I get that. I want a baseball back. But now you have a situation with the Miami Marlins, and you better hope and pray that this doesn't happen again with any other team in Major League Baseball. But that is literally the risk that they're running out every single day. And that's the truth. Every single day they go out, every single day that they're traveling around, and I'm sure that they're taking all the extreme and necessary precautions as possible, there's a risk involved. If Major League Baseball has shown that they have a leadership problem, now I think America, if they haven't already, but America needs to see that, hey, there is a leadership problem. And Commissioner Manfred, I would have had my problems with going back to the winter. I had my problems with him in terms of how he handled the situation with the Astros, but that's a whole different story. But this is clearly the time now where you need strong leadership from your commissioner, and you're not getting it. So my question is, what the hell is it going to take for Major League Baseball to finally wake up and see that there's an issue here? There's an absolute real issue. There's a leadership issue. Not just in terms of the commissioner, but in terms of the sport. That's my ire today. My ire is with Major League Baseball, but also my ire is going towards the Miami Marlins. Because frankly, if that story isn't true, and I'm saying if that wasn't true, I think the manager and as well as the owner need to figure out how the heck did they even contract coronavirus to begin with. Where did they get it from? They got it in Atlanta. Okay, how? Doing what? So answers is what's really needed. You need answers. I need answers. I need some sort of clarity. But you're not getting a whole lot of that right now. So it's taking baseball beat writers to come up and do some digging to find out the truth. And when the truth comes out, it's ugly, right? And that's precisely what's happening. That's precisely what's happening. It's great to be back, and I hate to have to start the show like this, but seriously, having to hold this in for a week, all week, I know I've been gone for 3 weeks, but seriously, if there was a time that I've never been more angry with Major League Baseball in terms of how they're handling the situation and the truth about the Marlins situation and so forth, it's now. It's right now. And here's the part that makes it even worse. And I want you, the listener, to really think about this for a moment. What is your confidence level in terms of Major League Baseball being able to complete the 2020 season? I'm talking about both the regular season and the playoffs, if we get there. And I know you got exactly 2 months from today, from now, that the regular season ends at the end of September. So there's a lot of question marks and a lot of questions to be answered between now and then. And as we know, anything can happen and things do change drastically. Coming up next, I have some news to share with you that happened this past week. And I'm going to talk about it in some length, and as well as begin to dissect into the Boston Bruins. That and much more coming up next on the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Metro streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. Happy to be back with you. I'll be back with you after this music break. This is Sugar Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tough Street Farm Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
This is Ron LaRussa. Join me Thursday mornings here on WMFO for Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras, including classic rock from the 70s, rock and new wave from the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s and today. Just the best rock from whenever on Rock of Ages, Thursday mornings here at 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Saturday. Hope you are staying cool, staying nice and healthy and safe, and that you thank you for making this show part of your afternoon. Now, before I continue on, now I mentioned at the end of the last segment that there is an announcement that I actually want to make, and I'm going to make this announcement now. So, for those that have or that don't follow me on social media, I made the announcement a few days ago that beginning on Monday, August 3rd, I will be hosting a new radio program that's on full press coverage radio network beginning on Monday, August 3rd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time daily, where I'll be talking about the latest topics in sports and latest thoughts and opinions on what's happening and whatnot. Now, that will be a weekday show from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Full Press Radio Network. You can find it on a Full Press coverage app. You can download it on Android and as well as the Apple store as well. And I'm very excited for this new venture, and I cannot wait to have the opportunity to interact with you, the listener of this radio program. I know I've been away for three weeks, but now is the opportunity for me to be able to be on the air on a daily basis. So I'm very much excited and looking forward to being back on the airwaves and so forth. Now, I want to talk about the Boston Bruins because the Bruins are back. They had an exhibition game against the Columbus Blue Jackets on Thursday night in which that they lost 4-1. Now, even if they had won, that wasn't going to be the big takeaway in terms of wins or losses. The biggest thing that I wanted to look at and I want to talk about is the Boston Bruins and their current makeup in terms of where they are, how do they look in terms of their chances of hoisting the Stanley Cup. That's something that I want to actually spend time talking about in great length with you this afternoon. In fact, if you have any thoughts or opinions, feel free to call in. Call in and leave a message, that is, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Now, if you're the Bruins, what are your takeaways from last night? For me, the biggest takeaway that I took was they look rusty. Well, not last night, but Thursday night, rather. They look rusty on Thursday night. And the way I look at it is that with the Boston Bruins, this was for a team, and everybody has been off for 4.5 months. That's a fact. There was no doubt about it. And that for all of the teams that have played during this exhibition series, on exhibition time and whatnot, whether they won or lost was not going to be the point of contention. And because the reality is everybody's been off for 4.5 months. So in more ways than one, they're starting off on an even field, including the Boston Bruins. But the number one thing that I look at when you look at the Boston Bruins is the rust, and as well as how do they play, how do they look. And to be honest with you, I honestly thought that they looked sloppy. I thought that they were very sloppy, especially defensively, especially against for a team that had been off for 4.5 months. And the biggest thing that I took away from that was if you're the Boston Bruins and you're a team that's been predicated on defense and goaltending, you got neither. And again, I understand that they had been off for 4.5 months, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time like criticizing the team harshly or anything like that. That's crazy. But what I am going to say is this. There were negatives, but there were definitely some positives. And I'm going to get to the positives as well during this segment. You know, I thought that by and large part that the Bruins overall, the physicality wasn't there in the first period. I noticed that, you know, guys, they weren't overly physical. You know, they were more focused and concerned on trying to, you know, maintain gap integrity, and as well as, you know, like, you know, finishing their checks and so forth. They weren't overly physical in the first period. But what I did notice is that in the second period and in the third period, their physicality increased. That's something that I have actually noticed. And it's good to see that the Bruins, at least defensively in terms of structure, they began to really get back into shape and into form in that regard. So when you look at the Bruins, especially the game against the Columbus Blue Jackets on Thursday night, don't look at it from a wins and loss perspective. That's not what it's about. Everybody has been off equally for 4.5 months. There's no getting around it. But I think the number one thing I want Bruin fans out there to look at is how did the goaltending look? How did Tuukka look? He didn't look too good. I mean, let's keep it honest. He didn't. But do not waste your time trying to bash Tuukka Rask. That's not what it's about. Everybody's trying to find their way, find their pace, find their play before the games begin to absolutely matter. And the games will begin to absolutely matter tomorrow, Sunday, August 2nd, when they begin their round robin play against the Philadelphia Flyers. That's when the games really begin to matter. Last night was getting back into playing against another team. You know, they had spent the last several weeks, you know, practicing against each other and whatnot. So the intensity wasn't there. Obviously, you're playing against each other. But having that opportunity to play against another team in a different jersey and different uniform definitely serves well in terms of for the Boston Bruins and their ability to get back and to bring back the competitive spirit and so forth. And it was there on Thursday night. It was there, but at the same time, the rust was absolutely apparent. I mean, you go back and you look at some of the things that took place during that game. I mean, the first goal that Columbus scored, I mean, it was just, it was tough to see. It was tough to see in a sense of that when you look at a guy like Boone Jenner, who scored the first goal, Boone Jenner is a guy that normally, he's not known to be the prototypical goal scorer that that Columbus has, like a Zach Werenski or even a Cam Atkinson when he's right and so forth. But I do think and I do wholeheartedly believe that when you are the Boston Bruins and you look back on this game in particular, some of the positives and some of the negatives, the one thing that I do look at is for the Boston Bruins, their ability to defend in front of the net. That was something that I feel that there at times it was lacking. It was sorely lacking, and the defensemen, they in terms of getting a better position, that's something that was lacking last night. Now, with all of that being said, I want to have the opportunity to get to look at the positive. And when I tell you that there were positives, there were positives. Let me start off with talking about David Pastrnak. Pastrnak looked like he hasn't lost much of his own scoring touch, and much has been maligned about him the last few weeks in terms of, not being quote unquote fit to play and so forth. He looked decent, I think he was the one member on that perfection line that I didn't have too much concern about. Bergeron was Bergeron. I mean, he was also trying to find his game back as well and whatnot. But Marchand got me concerned with that injury. The injury that he had in last night's game definitely had me worried, considering that obviously you need Marchand, a healthy Marchand at that, if the Bruins are going to hoist the Stanley Cup in a couple of months and so forth. So my big piece from that is as of Saturday morning, that injury does not look or appear to be serious. So thankfully, he is going to be A-okay. And I hope that this is not something that begins to linger. Because that's something that, if you remember last season, the 2018-19 season, that David Pastrnak, he had that thumb injury. And he wasn't the same after. And he struggled at times during the Bruins Stanley Cup Finals run of last year in 2019. Because that he just wasn't right. He wasn't healthy. You just hope that this injury or whatever that it may have been doesn't linger and affect Marchand's ability to perform. That's the number one concern that I would have if you're a Boston Bruins fan. Now, another positive that I really like, and listen, if you haven't heard or seen Jack Studnicka as of yet, you are going to see him an awful lot. He looked absolutely terrific on that second line, playing alongside with Krejci. And there was a scoring opportunity that Studnicka had on an absolute beautiful pass of a saucer pass from Krejci, in which that Studnicka was crashing towards the net, but wasn't able to finish. But to see that kind of chemistry in terms of his ability to get to the net, to see that breathtaking speed that he has, I like the kid a lot. I really do. And whether he stays on that second line or not remains to be seen. I hope he does. But I'm not gonna overblow his performance last night, saying, oh my God, he's going to be absolutely outstanding. No, but there are a lot of things that I really, really liked in his game. In terms of defensive responsibility, he wasn't just, you know, like just on the attack offensively, but he was very defensively responsible as well. And I really liked the job that he did, you know, playing against the Riley Nash line as well. You know, what, you know, his back checking and as well as like his forechecking and so forth. And that's something that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed it immensely. So for the Boston Bruins, again, for the exhibition game that they played on Thursday night, don't read too much into the loss. And again, even if they had won, I wouldn't read too much into it either, but rather get a feel for where this team is, get a feel for what they need to do to improve, because let's face it, tomorrow, Sunday, is when the games absolutely matter. They got Philadelphia up first. They got Philadelphia up first, and I'm telling you, I am excited to see how this all will play out, and it'll be definitely be something I will talk about on the new radio program, the Hot Corner, that's launching on Full Press Coverage Radio beginning Monday as well, in terms of their matchup and how did they do against the Philadelphia Flyers. And I tell you, they got the Flyers first Sunday. They got on Wednesday, they got their matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and as well as they have their matchup against the Washington Capitals next Sunday, August 9th. So that's definitely something that I'm very much excited for and looking forward to seeing how it all plays out for the Boston Bruins in terms of the round robin and whatnot. Now, what it all means is that for this particular round for the Boston Bruins, it's just basically one game against each of the other three against the other three teams in the East that will rank 1-4 to determine seeding for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it'll be something very fascinating to watch. And I think at this point, if you're the Boston Bruins, the priority shouldn't be trying to finish number one, but rather find your game, find your game, as well as continue to knock off that rust of being off for 4.5 months and focus on trying to be the best that you possibly can be so that the Bruins can win the Stanley Cup. That's where your priority should be. And I think the Bruins, they will get there. I'm not concerned about this team at all, but considering that the unique circumstances and considering the situation that they're in and as well as that we're all in, at this point, it's exciting to see that the Boston Bruins are back. They're back and they got games, meaningful games that they'll be playing up against, and I'm excited to see how it all unfolds, especially starting on Sunday against the Flyers. That game is at 3 p.m. Eastern time on NBC, and I cannot wait to see how this team will continue to progress forward. It's going to be a fascinating week to watch. They have three games this upcoming week against, like I said, Flyers on the 2nd of August. They got the Lightning on August 5th, and the Washington Capitals Sunday, August 9th. And after that, the Stanley Cup playoffs, with the traditional best of seven series, all four rounds. Hopefully the Bruins go that far. That remains to be seen. Coming up next, I want to talk about an incident that took place in Major League Baseball this past week in terms of Joe Kelly and why Commissioner Manfred continues to garner less respect by the day. That and much more coming up next on the Sugar Red Show on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford and streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. And this is Shuki Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
sin necesito acción, sabiendo que le mientes por obligación y que le fallas a su cara y por él no sientes nada. Y a tú no le dices nada.
I'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, as well as globally on WMFO.org. Just want to go over a couple of quick housekeeping items, just as a reminder that if you missed the broadcast of the radio broadcast of the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, you can now find it on the Strictly Right podcast, which is available on iHeartRadio, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. You could find it there, the archives of all broadcasts of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Also, in case if you're just tuning in and that you missed the announcement earlier, I will be doing a new weekday sports talk program called The Hot Corner. That will be on starting Monday, August 3rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern on Full Press Coverage Radio Network, which you can download and listen to the show live and call in the show live. As a matter of fact, download the Full Press Coverage app on, you know, Apple, you know, Android, Google Play, and listen to the show live weekdays from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Full Press Coverage Radio Network. It's called The Hot Corner. I'll be talking about sports, you know, sports talk, not just only in terms of the local scene, but as well as the national scene as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You, the listener, you will be able to call in the show live and talk to me, the host, and I will have guests on the show as well. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be terrific. I can't wait. And also, most importantly, this will be an opportunity for me to not only, you know, be on the airwaves on a daily basis, but as well as be able to become better at what I do and even become an even better radio host for this show and for this station, 91.5 FM WMFO as well. Now, with that being said, it's been an eventful week for Major League Baseball. And I'm talking about the Joe Kelly incident, which I want to talk about at length, and as well as the news that broke Friday that the Cardinals and Brewers game, which is supposed to be the Brewers' home opener, was postponed. It was postponed due to a player testing positive for the coronavirus. But first, starting off with the Joe Kelly incident. So I'm sure many of you have seen and heard by now, Joe Kelly was suspended 8 games by Major League Baseball for throwing at Alex Bregman and then throwing at Carlos Correa and then striking him out, which followed by Joe Kelly taunting him. And I'm sure you may have seen the photo online in which that he's made the face, you know, where he's puckering out his lips saying, "Aw, poor you." And he reportedly said, "Nice swing," and then followed by the B word. You figure that out. So Major League Baseball decided to suspend him 8 games. Now, this is the part that bothers me the most. You are willing to suspend a guy who didn't even hit a batter. No warnings were given. Nothing like that. Yet, you're willing to suspend a guy for throwing at the Astros, but yet you didn't suspend one player from the Houston Astros who were on that team in 2017 that cheated their way to a World Series title. Now, Commissioner Manfred, for those of you that remember, I've had my problems with him going back to January, especially to see how he handled the cheating scandal that rocked Major League Baseball throughout the entire winter. That is something that I absolutely haven't let go of, and I don't think I'm going to let go of it anytime soon. Here's the issue. The issue that I have for Commissioner Manfred is that you are so hell-bent on trying to protect the Houston Astros that you don't even see your own injustice here. You are hell-bent on trying to protect players that cheated the sport, players that did the sport dirty, that you said, you know what? No. You're not going to throw out that. We're going to suspend you. We're going to send a message. Congratulations. In the process, you lost credibility. If you didn't lose credibility back during January, February, when the Astros were returning to spring training, you know, to jump start the 2020 season and so forth, you sure as hell lost credibility now. How is it that you are more willing to suspend a player for throwing at a hitter than you are for punishing and willing to punish the Houston Astros? Whether if taking away the World Series title was going to be enough, that's not the point. The point is, what they did was so horrific and was so wrong that you allowed them to skate off free and you said, you know what? What you did was, yeah, we give you immunity. We're not going to punish you. So it took you, the commissioner, to give the players immunity from punishment for them to tell the truth? No. They shouldn't have been given the immunity to begin with. But the fact of the matter is this. What Joe Kelly did, yeah, I get throwing out a hitter and throwing out a hitter's head is not safe, especially given that we're living in COVID times during a pandemic. Sure. But at the same time, can you answer this following question? Are you more concerned with protecting the Astros? Are you more concerned with protecting the integrity of the game? Because last time I checked, the integrity of the game has been compromised. The moment that you gave the Astros immunity and you allowed them to go on with no punishment, you compromised the integrity of the sport. So therefore, with that being said, Commissioner Manfred, I don't think there's ever been a time where I looked at you as a commissioner. I said, you know, you have no spine and you have no sack. You have neither. And the part that's even more disgusting, the more that I think about it, is that Commissioner Manfred turned around and came out with a new rule in which that he punishes players for stealing signs electronically and so forth. Where was this last fall? Huh? You came out with this rule after the fact. Where was this last November? Last December? Oh, right. There was nowhere to be found. But now you come out with this in the aftermath of the Joe Kelly incident? Please, spare me the nonsense. Spare me the absolute horse crap. It's disgusting. The more that I think about it, and the more I say to myself, you know, if Commissioner Manfred has found a way to turn this sport into an absolute pretzel of embarrassment, he sure as hell has done it in the last 8 months. And I feel for the guy because, you know, you have gotten yourself some real serious public scorn, and deservedly so, for how you handled the situation. Now, here's the other part that I want to discuss in this segment. On Friday, a report came out that one of the St. Louis Cardinals players had tested positive for the coronavirus. So the Cardinals and Brewers game, which was scheduled to be a 2-10 start in Milwaukee, was postponed as a result. Now, mind you, this is on top of the fact that the Phillies still haven't played a game this week. The Marlins still haven't played, given that they're still dealing with the situation that they're dealing with 19 positive tests and so forth. And I am beginning to genuinely wonder this. If you are the Major League Baseball Players Association, if you are the commissioner, you have got to be wondering at what point do you say to yourself, we have a problem here. And it's very clear. I get that, yeah, there are going to be positive tests that's going to come about the more that you're allowing these players and these teams to travel around, although regionally, but it still doesn't make it any more safer. It only enhances the risk that you didn't properly like plan a return to play. I don't think you did. What you did was that you said, you know, here's a 60-game schedule that's going to be instituted. Boom. Enough with the in-house fighting already. And that's what you did. You didn't come up with that plan and say, you know what? Let's create a bubble for these players so that they're not traveling around and that, you know, they can alternate between home and road games at that site based on region and so forth. That's the part that I find to be the most disturbing in all this. And I think so. More than anything else, Major League Baseball right now is being exposed as for what can happen when you don't adequately plan. When you don't adequately plan for the safe resumption of play. I talked about it earlier in the show in terms of the Miami Marlins and the situation with that. And now here we are. Now you got the Cardinals and the Brewers dealing with the situation. But specifically, how many more teams are going to have at least one player or multiple players in the case of the Miami Marlins test positive before you say, you know what, we have a problem that we need to really address this head on? Because Commissioner Manfred has yet to have done that. And it's beginning to become really worrisome, if it isn't already. Coming up next, final thoughts on this Saturday for the Shook and Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Stick around. Final segment is coming up next on the Shook and Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shook and Right. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tusk Reform Radio. Welcome back to the Shook and Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tusk Street Farm Radio. Here we are on a Saturday in which that it seems as if sports is certainly on the comeback And that is where we're going to touch on for final thoughts here on the Strictly Right Show 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Now, the NBA is back, and it made its roar in its return with two absolutely terrific games on Thursday night. Both very close games, in fact, in which that the product was absolutely terrific. I really enjoyed watching both games and with the NBA returning and so forth. And frankly, I thought it was absolutely amazing to watch the players, like in unison unite, as well as seeing some of the referees as well in terms of the kneeling and whatnot. And also, not to mention, just the play, the overall play was absolutely outstanding, in which that, again, both games that were played on Thursday night were two-point games, like decided by 2 points, with the Utah Jazz winning 106-104 over the New Orleans Pelicans, and as well as the Clippers losing to the Lakers 103-101. And it was no shortage of a star play and whatnot. And, yesterday you had like a full slate of games in which that multiple games to watch throughout the day. You had the Magic and the Nets playing yesterday afternoon. You had Memphis and Portland. You also had the Suns and the Wizards. You had the Celtics that played last night against Milwaukee. Last night it was on ESPN as well as locally here in Boston and New England on NBC Sports Boston. And as well as the Kings and the Spurs, and then the nightcap on ESPN last night. You had Houston and Dallas and whatnot. A bunch of really great games as the teams try to wrap up the regular season, and the teams that are fighting to get into the postseason. That opportunity started on Thursday. Very happy with the product in terms of its ability to put on a strong show, and it sure did. It did not disappoint at all. But I will turn from the NBA to the NFL with training camp having started this past week. There's a lot to be said in terms of the players that had opted out for the Patriots in terms of how they impact the upcoming season. Guys like Dante Hightower, Marcus Cannon, Patrick Chung and whatnot. And, that in itself definitely made a lot of headlines on this past week, especially on Tuesday, where the news really shook the New England Patriots as well as across the NFL. You also had other NFL players opting out as well. So with the NFL returning, I'm very concerned in terms of the plan moving forward for the players to be able to come back to play safely. There will be no preseason games this season. So week one, really, which is slated to start as of right now on September 10th, in terms of the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs and whatnot, I am concerned. I'm concerned in terms of the players, in terms of the ability to come back safely and whatnot, and what happens if a player tests positive and so forth, or if you have multiple players on a team that test positive and so forth. So there's definitely something to keep an eye out for. The NHL this weekend, it's officially back with the round robin, and as well as the beginning of the best of five tournament for the teams that were just outside of the playoff picture when the season paused back on March 11th. So that starts today, as a matter of fact, on August 1st, and it'll continue throughout and whatnot. So next week we will get furthermore into the Boston Bruins quest for the Stanley Cup, as well as get into the Celtics, the Patriots, and as well we're going to talk about the Red Sox as well. Check back in a week's time to see if they've made any progress and whatnot, and what has been a dreadful start, although they did win the last two games against the New York Mets and so forth. That'll be all for the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. As a reminder, again, you can check out my new radio show, The Hot Corner, on full Press Coverage Radio Network, beginning Monday, August 3rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Download Full Press Coverage app from your app store to listen to the show live. You can call in as well. I look forward to being back here with you on the airwaves on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Writes. Thanks for listening to the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and sports is back, baby. Take care.